say, oh, it's just...
Repeat that again.
Yeah, okay. If you were inside, mm-hmm. you expecting a friend of yours to come by, somebody who you knew, a man, and the person knocked, and you say, and somebody might say, well, who's that? You would say, oh, it's just using the pronoun. It's...
Wait. It is that?
Well, it's not you, but somebody else. It's...
Wait a minute, you lost me.
Okay, if it's a male out there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you would say, oh, that's just...
John, whatever the name is.
Not using a proper name. What about the pronoun? The personal pronoun that you would say?
It is he. Oh, okay, I got you.
And female, you would say it's...
It is she.
Okay. And if it was for a group of people, you would say it's...
Well, what would I say? It is they, or it is them. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. It is they, huh? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it is they, neither. What?
What would you say?
Them. It is them. I'm going to say it is they, dude.
Yeah, because you got your transit verb, which is it.
Oh, it just doesn't sound right, though.
This guy's not used very much, but that is grammatically
it is
correct.
It yeah. is they. They.
Okay. What about comparing?
I got to teach you.
Okay, I don't have to teach that.
All right, comparing how tall you are, you would say, well, he is not as tall as...
Right.
And again, comparing how tall you are, you would say, well, I'm not as tall as...
He is.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
I can.
Okay. If, let's say a man has been running for 2 miles straight, and then he just had to stop, you'd say, well, 2 miles is, he could go.
2 miles is as far as he could go.
As far as he could go, okay. If something belongs to me, I would say that's...
That is mine.
Okay, if it belongs to both of us, you'd say that's...
That is ours.
Mm-hmm. If it belongs to, if it belongs to him, you say it's
his.
And if it belongs to her, it's...
It's her.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
Theirs.
Okay. If somebody's come, if some people have come to visit you and they're about to leave, you would say to them what? Addressing them as a group, if you want them to come back, what would you say?
Goodbye. No, to come again.
Okay. Would you just say come again, or... Would you use some word to address them as a group?
Well, knowing me, I would say come again. Okay. Come again, right?
Would you say you people come again, or
You all come again?
Would you say you all?
Possibly. I might say you all. If I didn't say just come again, I'll say you all come again.
Do you use you all or y'all?
I use you all. And sometimes I feel uncomfortable using you all.
Is that right? Yeah,
because, I don't know, but...
Feel better with just the plural you?
Yeah. Come again. Oh, either I feel better by just saying come again.
What if you wanted to indicate the possessive of you all? What would you say?
The possessive of you all.
Mm-hmm. If something, if that...
that belonged to you.
About a group of people. Okay, all right.
That belonged, that belonged I would turn it completely around. Mm-hmm. Okay, and say... That belonged to you.
Have you ever heard people say y'all's is? Okay. What about...
Yeah, well, yes I have. Yes I have. I've heard that in... Yeah, I've heard that in... it must have been some time ago, but in my travel throughout the rural areas, I've heard y'all's.
Would it be most likely Southern?
Y'all's, huh?
Would it be most likely Southern?
Southern, right. Y'all's... I've heard y'all's. I don't know about y'all's. I've heard y'all's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if you were asking about a group of people at the party and you wanted to know who was there, every one of them, what would you say? You would ask me, was there?